The next era of Bucks basketball is here.
Lillard, three-pointer for the lead. It's Dame time.
Giannis just inside the three-point line, working on Orlando Robinson. Spins around him, and goodness gracious.
This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Tonight, we'll unpack it all with a guy who's been in the middle of it all. The president of the Bucks, Peter Fagan. And our special guest tonight, who's traveling with the team, is Bucks general manager, John Horst. By far the best record in the league. And Chris Middleton is a huge part of that thrill ride.
The source for the inside scoop on every dribble, drawn up play, and decision made. Now, here's your host, Gale Klappa.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gale Klappa, and this is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks. A great American philosopher once said there are a few simple rules that can help you through the ups and downs, through the adversity of life. His favorite was the first rule of holes, which is simply this: when you find yourself in one, stop digging. That's what the Bucks tried to do Monday night. They brought some heat, some energy, some defense to the second half against the Jazz. But the 33-point hole from the first half was just too deep. The Bucks lost for only the fourth time this season in the friendly confines of Fiserv Forum. Now, it doesn't get much easier from here. The Celtics and the Golden State Warriors come calling later this week. Tonight, we get some answers and some insight on the state of the team from the head of the herd, the head coach of the Bucks, Adrian Griffin. Coach, thanks again for your time. Welcome back to Courtside.
Thank you, and it's my pleasure.
Well, Coach, you've been around the NBA for a long time, and as you know, every team faces some type of adversity during the long 82-game season. If you will, give us your thoughts on the defensive problems that have surfaced recently for the Bucks, particularly over the past couple of games.
Well, I think, the last couple of games, we dug ourselves in a hole, and then we have to fight like heck to try to get out. A lot of that is, controllables as far as rebounding, limiting teams to one shot, knowing personnel. I thought we gave a couple too many clean looks to some of their shooters in that first half. But I like how we adjusted in the second half with all our energy was great. I thought our young guys off the bench did a pretty good job, man, coming in with great effort. And, you know, Dre and Chris Livingston and AJ, I thought they were a huge lift, off the bench. But I think overall, you know, we got to play full 48 minutes with great detail to, you know, execution and effort. And but as you said, you know, it's a long season. You're going to face adversity, but we can also use adversity as a tool to get better, and that's our approach.
That makes a lot of sense, Coach. And we've seen the Bucks' young draft pick, you mentioned him just a second ago, Andre Jackson, play meaningful minutes. Tell our listeners what he brings to the table. He seems to be a bulldog on defense.
Well, he brings a lot of physicality, a lot of athleticism, just effort and hard work. Versatile player that could guard multiple positions. You know, sometimes I have him on the guards or the point guard. Sometimes he's switching in on the fours and fives. And I believe in versus Houston, I had him on their center, Sagoon, and he did a really good job. You know, he's still learning. He's still a rookie. Just learning how to defend without fouling, understanding how the refs are going to call it, still understanding our schemes and our rotations and whatnot. But he's doing a great job. Couldn't be more pleased with Dre, his effort, extremely coachable young man with a bright future.
And, Coach, I've noticed that Dre has really earned the respect and the friendship of some of the veterans. The other night, we saw on TV in Houston how Giannis had his arm around Ajax during one of the timeouts and was counseling him. He seems to have really, really become popular with the veterans.
I think they just appreciate his, and I agree with that sentiment. I think they really appreciate his hard work. Just as a former player, you respect players that lay it out there on the line every time they step on the court. That doesn't mean Dre is perfect, but his effort and just the way, you know, his commitment to playing hard and bringing that energy, all his players, his teammates, They respect that, you know, and that's how you get respect in this league, you know, when you're doing the dirty and the gritty work, you know, getting on the offensive boards, diving on the floor, sprinting back and making plays at the rim. You know, I think he made several plays at the rim just on sheer hustle. So he definitely has the respect of his teammates.
Coach, what do you think? His hair maybe adds 2 inches to his length?
I wish that was the case. I probably would have got a wig when I was younger. I was willing to try anything at that age. But no, he's a terrific athlete, and he's a smart player, and he's only going to get better.
Well, Coach, as you well know, the Bucks were shorthanded Monday night. Damian Lillard out for personal reasons, and Campaign, who's been a great three-point range shooter coming off the bench, was in concussion protocol, we understand. First quick question, do you expect Dame to be back for the showdown against the Celtics on Thursday?
Yes, we expect Dame to be back for the Boston game.
And, Coach, how did Campaign suffer the concussion? Any idea when Cam might be declared ready to play?
I believe it was, I want to say it was in the Houston game where he hit his head, and I think it was more of a delayed reaction. But, you know, we take the player's health seriously, and, you know, we're running through all the proper channels, all the proper protocols. We want to make sure that our players are safe. I saw him today. He was feeling a little better than yesterday. But, you know, he's day-to-day right now until, you know, I hear anything differently.
Well, we hope he recovers soon, and we'll have more with Coach Griffin in a moment. This is Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
This is Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Back to Gale and Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Coach, let's chat a little bit about Damian Lillard. New to the Bucks this year, one of the most prolific three-point shooters literally in the history of the game. Dame been in a bit of a slump lately, and I'm curious, Coach, what are you seeing in practice that gives you a sense of when we might get all-star production from Dame again?
Well, I think, number one, Dame is a constant pro. You know, he knows how to take care of his body. He knows how to get himself going. You know, you don't break the 20K mark and points scored in this league without fighting through some, you know, adversity and fighting through, you know, when the ball doesn't go in. You know, on top of that, he finds other ways to be productive. You know, he can get to the free throw line. If you look at a lot of those games, he has 9-10 assists. So he's a complete player. You know, sometimes, some nights the ball doesn't fall, but, you know, he's such a competitor, such a smart player. He's a floor general out there. Like, he's seen every type of coverage, and he's able to make teams pay, you know, when they put multiple bodies on him or switch up their coverages with him. But one thing I don't worry about is, you know, Dame, he knows how to put the ball in the basket, and you know, he's shown that consistently over the course of his career. And, you know, I'm sure he knows how to get himself going. But there's no worries on our end.
And, Coach, as you know, he's a great free throw shooter. I think for his entire career, plus 90% made.
Yeah, and that's another great point. You know, the great players know how, you know, they don't necessarily have to have a great shooting night, but they know how to get to the free throw line. They know how to get the rim to get fouled. And you know, Dame certainly possesses that. So, you know, he's a well-rounded, complete player. And then he's shown in the past many, many times when it's clicking all cylinders, man, he's as elite as it gets.
Uh-huh. And, Coach, another one of our veteran players, Jake Crowder, continues to recover from adductor surgery. If you will, Coach, give us a status report on Jay.
I think first Jay has been rehab. His rehab has been awesome. He's working extremely hard to get back. A few days ago, he started his contact practices and responded well the next day. We gave him, you know, some time to recuperate, and he had another contact practice today. So he's progressing very well. Still, I think he may be a few days, a few games away, but he's getting close. Like he's getting extremely close. So it'll be good to have him, his veteran presence back on the court. But I still think he may be a few games away, but getting very close.
Jay's return, Coach, I would assume could be a real plus for our defense as well.
Well, Jay, you know, he has the size, the versatility. We could switch. He could rebound. You know, it's a physical guy. But more than anything, you know, Jay is he's another leader on the floor. You know, very vocal, very another high IQ, high character guy that you put on the floor. So, you know, he definitely makes us better. You know, we've missed him. So it'll be nice to have him back on the floor.
And, Coach, speaking of injuries, A.J. Green, one of the Bucks' best three-point shooters off the bench, has a broken nose but still played very well Monday night. How did that injury happen, Coach?
Just in one of his workouts, and you know, what I've been told is that he's had a history of that same type of issue over the years. And, he's just tough as it gets. And he says, you know, I can play. But I wanted to make sure that, you know, he does what's right for himself. So he did see a doctor. They did their best to try to straighten it out. I don't know if they were successful enough just because of the history with it. But, I mean, the guys, he said, I'm playing. He's just a tough kid, man. And I love the way he competed last night. You wouldn't know that he has a broken nose. He's playing with a broken nose. But I thought he gave us some really solid minutes on both sides of the point, you know, floor. You know, he hit a couple threes in the first half. You know, we were down 30. We may have been down 40 if he doesn't come in and, you know, give us a lift offensively. And then defensively, I thought he did a good job of sliding and moving his feet, keeping the ball in front, being physical without fouling. He did his job last night. So I thought all our young guys came in and gave us a big lift.
Coach, you want to switch gears just a bit. When the Bucks visited San Antonio last week, you got your first look at the young 7'4" phenom from France, Victor Wembanyama. And the battle between Wemby and Giannis, man, that was must-see basketball. Tell us, if you will, about your first impressions of Wemby.
You know, it's you know, I've been around the league a long time, and there are just certain players, like their makeup, their build. You know, Giannis obviously is one of those where, you know, just a unique individual as far as his skill set and his athletic ability. You know, I played with Yao Ming, you know, 7'6". I mean, it was just a massive of a human being, but one of the kindest human beings you will ever be around. But seeing Victor kind of remind me of, you know, those guys as far as this is something you don't see every day. You know, you have this guy, 7'4", I don't know, 7'4", 7'5", whatever. He's has guard skill set abilities and capabilities. He can shoot the three. He can pass. He can block shots. He can run the floor. I mean, it was just, you know, he's a generational player. And you don't get to see, you know, the Victors like that, you know, except once probably in a lifetime. So it was fun because I felt like Giannis wanted to show him that, hey, your time is coming, but right now it's my time. And I thought Giannis made a valid point. I thought he was tremendous. You know, it was just so much fun to witness that up close and personal, like two, you know, you had the future and then you had the present, and having them, you know, battle it out. Like it was almost like an old shootout, Western shootout, you know, and Giannis was tremendous, man. He just, you know, he continues to remind people of why he's arguably the best player in the world. But Victor held his own, you know, and, I, you know, he's definitely the future. He's going to be a special player for many, many years.
And Coach, as you know, just 20 years old. We'll have more with Coach Griffin right after this. It's Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ.
You're listening to Bucks Weekly on WTMJ. Here's more with Gale and Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Coach, we were talking about the big matchup between Wemby and Giannis last week in San Antonio against the Spurs. And as you well recall, Giannis sank 2 3-point shots at crunch time during that game. I believe, Coach, it was the first time that Bucks fans have seen Giannis hit 2 from deep with the game on the line. Your thoughts?
Well, I think another thing that a lot of, you know, people from the outside do not see is how hard he works on his game religiously and his 3-point shot and his free throws, and it shows. You know, every time I come in the gym, you know, he's working on all the facets of his game, including his 3-point shot. And that's why I feel 100% comfortable with him taking those shots, because he works so hard at it. And he deserves it. You know, he's done so much for this league, so much for our organization, so much for our team. And, you know, he has to be, rewarded, you know, for a lot of his hard work that he's doing. So, you know, I back him 100%. You know, he takes, you know, if they're good rhythm threes within, you know, I hold him to the same standard like I would hold any other player. You know, if they're good rhythm threes, you know, let it fly. If we need to get to the rim and, you know, it's kind of time scored, then we need to get to the rim. But I have no problem with him, you know, shooting threes, because he works at it. And I know how, you know, as a former player, you got to continue to evolve, you know, especially as the older you get, especially someone like Giannis who gets scouted, you know, on the regular. Every game they're sending multiple bodies at him. So he has to continue to expand his game, and, you know, that's going to help with his longevity in this league.
Well, Coach, last week on Courtside, we were fortunate to have Josh Oppenheimer, the Bucks shooting coach, as our guest, and he was talking about working with Giannis on a mid-range shot to develop yet another arrow in his quiver.
Yes, you know, Josh does a great job with Giannis. You know, they have, a long-lasting, unique relationship, but you have to be able to, you know, the great ones, they're complete, you know, complete players. And I always believe you need it all. You need the mid-range game. You need a 3-point game. You got to be able to get to the rim. You got to be able to have floaters, you know, especially someone with Giannis who commands a lot of attention. And it continues to evolve, but it's good to have those shots. That doesn't mean you take those shots on the regular, but it's good to be able to have those in your bag, so to speak, so anytime that you need to call upon them. And, you know, if the game dictates that you need these shots, you know, you got to work at them, which he does religiously, and he's continuing to get better. You know, he takes great pride in his personal development. Obviously, he's a team-first guy, but he understands that, you know, to be, you know, considered one of the greatest players to ever play, he has to continue to, you know, evolve his game and continue to add different, you know, tools to his toolbox. And that's just going to make him – he's already unstoppable, but that's going to make him even more unstoppable.
Amen. And, Coach, time now to look ahead. Big, interesting challenges ahead of us this coming week. The league-leading Boston Celtics with Drew Holiday as point guard roll into town for a Thursday showdown. What are two or three important keys, things to watch for Bucks fans as we enter that game?
Well, obviously, we got to take care of the three-point line. You know, Boston, they stress the three-point, committed to shooting the three. All of them, you know, all of their starters, Porzingis, Brown, Tatum, you know, White, and, you know, Holiday if he starts, or Pritchard, you know, all those, every Hauser, you know, every guy that they put in the game for the most part is lethal from the 3-point line. So, you know, we got to be great covering the line. And when you do that, you know, pressing up inside the line, then we have to be great with our help at the rim, you know. And then it's going to be another multiple effort versus the kickout. So we have to be defensively sound in, you know, every aspect of the game. And obviously it's going to start with transition and keeping them, you know, out of the paint and taking away transition threes and getting them to a half court. And then, you know, rebounding the basketball. We're going to have to do a great job of finding the body. And, you know, all of these are easier said than done, the way they play, you know, five-out basketball, and all of them capable of shooting a three. And for the most part, they're capable of attacking the rim. And, you know, they're well-coached. So we, you know, we're pretty good ourselves. And, you know, I'm confident that we'll be ready for the Boston game.
And, Coach, as we wrap up our conversation today, with the season not too far away from the midpoint mark, what message would you like to leave with Bucks fans everywhere?
I think just, you know, we're in this together. You know, we hit a bit of adversity, but we've got high character players. We've got high character individuals. We've got people that care about winning, and we're going to stick together, and we're going to do this together.
Sounds terrific. Best of luck this week and the rest of the season, Coach. We really appreciate your time and your insights, and you've been listening to Courtside with the Milwaukee Bucks on WTMJ. So long, everybody.